Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about the Giant Claw.
Oh, shoot. 1957?
I think it is 57.
I realize I didn't write it down.
I'm going to come out front and say that I really like this movie, with the exception of one part.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to save that one part till we get to it? Or do you just want to come out and say...
Well, I mean, it's a pretty big part. It's probably the one you know, you're thinking of, too. Okay, so here's the thing. This movie is a mystery, like kind of like Rodan. There's something attacking these people. There's an unknown UFO flying around these jets.
There's a flying battleship.
There's something in the sky. It's a mystery. But if you know what it is, it makes the whole thing silly. Because we've all seen what the giant claw looks like.
Yeah.
And it looks stupid.
Really stupid. This is... Okay. Now, I watched this over Thanksgiving weekend, which I thought was kind of a nice touch.
Uh-huh. And we were releasing this at Christmas time.
Boy. This turkey is... Oh, my God.
It's the ugliest designed kaiju that we've come across.
When I was looking at IMDb, in an interview with Jeff Morrow, he said that neither he nor anyone on the film saw the title, quote-unquote, monster, until they went to the film's premiere in Morrow's hometown. It turned out that producer Sam Kathman had contracted with a low-budget model maker in Mexico City to construct the giant claw, and no one in the cast and crew had any idea that it would come out looking as bizarre and frankly laughable as it did. And Morrow said that the audience roared with laughter every time the monster made an appearance, and he wound up slinking in embarrassment out of the theater before the film was over so that no one who knew him could recognize him.
So even from the get-go, this was never a good... Like, we look at stuff from the past, and it's like, oh, that's kind of silly nowadays. But this was always silly.
Yeah, well, originally, the plan was they wanted a Harryhausen animated bird.
Okay.
And the budget couldn't afford it. So then they had to go with a marionette.
Okay. If you were to take this movie and replace the giant claw with, like, Rodan, it would be a way better movie.
Yeah. If you were to take this movie, yeah, sure.
It could literally be any other creature besides this. It's so goofy looking.
Yeah. The crooked beak thing, it's so weird looking.
And the neck. The crooked beak, I think, is fine. Because it kind of reminds me of like a flamingo. So at least, but it's that long neck. It looks like wasn't there like a Looney Tunes ostrich or something that kind of looked like this?
No, he's kind of like the Looney Tunes vulture.
Yeah.
Who's like dumb. The one who's like dumb.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
It's a shame. It's a shame. Because I'm totally okay with this movie otherwise. I think some of the jokes that are in the movie work. I think you can tell that it's lighthearted and fun. Like, they're not taking it too serious. But it's just, I mean, okay, so there's a character named Pierre, and does he describe the monster as a wolf? Mixed with the eagle?
Okay. All right. So let's get to that guy. Pierre, yeah. Who is like a Quebecois type of...
French-Canadian.
Yeah. And he says it's the... what's the word he uses? Like the cacaña.
Yeah.
And that is... Yeah, he basically describes it like it's a cryptid that has I think it's the face of a woman, face of a wolf, body of a woman, and wings.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I had to go trying to figure out looking up the cacaña, and I couldn't find any like artist renditions of a cacaña, because anytime now when you look up cacaña, you get that fucking bird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Because they start calling it cacaña in the movie.
I could picture Harryhausen doing that design, like the head of a wolf and the body of a woman, and
like, yeah, it definitely has that kind of quality. Like it feels like a Sinbad.
Or like Clash of the Titans, like the Medusa,
right?
Mixed with the three-headed wolves. I wonder if someone would actually go and create that creature and do it in stop motion and insert it into this movie. I feel like it would be worth it, because I mean, it's I feel like this could all, like if it was Harryhausen, it would be a classic. And then now it's a classic for a different reason, because it's like
shit. Ridiculous.
It's oh.
Okay, this movie's got okay. So I mean, yeah, we can I mean, we can talk about this monster for a long time.
Yeah,
let's address the movie a little. Okay. There's a lot of like that kind of like jargony kind 50s. Of like old movie talk stuff in it.
Yeah.
Referring to them as buzz boys and the you know, there'll be plenty of sweat on this one. The woman I thought kind of looks like Gina Gershon.
Yeah, I liked her a lot.
The model plane crash landing was pretty good.
It was good, except the first shot where it's like going straight down into a nosedive.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh well, that's clearly not
how yeah it's good to... good and ridiculous.
Yeah,
good and it's clearly a model.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah. Oh, the misogyny. Mother, dear mother, I'm ready if you are. At the very beginning, I'm like going, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Lots of voiceover, lots of narration.
Yeah. So this guy, this McAfee, claims to have seen something. It's not being picked up by radar, and nobody believes him.
Right.
And that's like the whole deal.
They're pissed off at him.
Yeah, and that the whole deal is he's upset because no one will believe what he saw, even though it's happened to another pilot. No one believes that this happened. So,
but also it's great because this guy's not a pilot. This guy's like not like a military guy.
He's just a
civilian engineer.
Yeah.
And so the military guys are really pissed off at him at first.
Yeah.
Because they're like, damn it, you're costing us money. And there's so many people compare this thing to a battleship. Because we know what it looks like, and I'm like, do people see in a battleship? Clearly are people who did not know what was going to happen.
Yeah. The thing, though, that is funny is, like, McAfee, no one believes him. They crash land, and they end up at Pierre's house.
Yeah.
And then he sees it. Pierre sees the giant claw. And
outside,
and he comes back in, or McAfee's talking to him, and he says, I saw this giant thing, and then McAfee doesn't believe him. He spent this whole movie trying to convince people that this thing existed, and McAfee completely turns around and says, I don't believe you, Pierre.
Don't believe you, kid. Yeah. You French Canadian types, yeah. You swamp people. The the whole thing where he's like, there's like, oh, something spooking the animals. I'm going to go outside. And they're like, huh, I wonder what that's all about. And they're all like hanging out inside until he screams and run out. Then he's dead already.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they're like, we're just going to hang out here. Why go where the action is?
I do like that they take off in the car and then it does like it like pans down to the ground and then pulls back to like a matte shot of a giant claw mark. Which seemed a lot bigger. With the claw mark seemed a lot bigger, the footprint, than the actual claws itself. But
oh yeah, Pierre makes Applejack. That's good Applejack. I make it myself. Fine for the snake bite.
And then McAfee's like yelling at his general or whatever, and she calms him down by giving him more Applejack. Like it immediately affects his.
Why you? That's more like it.
Yeah,
it's so ridiculous. The so I was trying to forget because this is where I like have the question. I go, hang on, you're telling me radar does not pick up birds?
Yeah,
But
we find out why.
Explained that it gets like the explanation gets crazier and crazy. It's like he's a UFO. He's from another planet, another system.
In an antimatter galaxy.
He looks like this.
Yeah. I want that Harryhausen version. I don't. It's like whoever wrote it recently found a bunch of sci-fi terms. So talk like antimatter universe, and what are the type of atoms they start talking about?
Oh yeah, Mazik.
Yeah, I kept thinking Maser atoms, but yeah, the Mazik atoms, and it was Mazik. Like they were just throwing all this sci-fi into the movie.
So much explanation.
Yeah.
Of Mazik atoms and antimatter and all that kind of business.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I wonder if it was like.
It's all weird speculation.
It was newer and more like it was like, hey, this is like the hot button science news right now.
Like 1997, like every movie started talking about GPS and EMPs. You never heard EMPs before then.
I was cool with the composites of Kaganya eating parachute guys.
Yes. And I liked that.
I had no problem with that. That was fun.
I liked that it was eating people. We don't get enough of that. Usually we get trampling and stuff. But it's such a stupid design that you're getting just like a big like, close-up of the face.
Yeah, there's a part where it looks like the bird actually looks into the camera.
Those big stupid eyes.
There's so many out-of-focus shots of the bird flying by that I have a theory that they shot the movie and realized, damn it, we need more shots of the bird flying for all these like times that people see him in the planes. Uh-huh. And they're like, that bird's gone. That's destroyed. That bird doesn't exist anymore. They're like, well, just make something and we'll shoot it out of focus and make it go by real fast. No one will notice.
Well, the thing is, it would mostly happen towards the beginning when they weren't sure what they saw and they couldn't explain what they saw.
But then they did it again later, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's when it didn't make sense.
The other possibility could be, like, the puppet wasn't even ready yet, but they wanted to get some shots. And they say, like, just get some out-of-focus stuff.
It still just looks like a blob of feathers. Like, the blurred version, like, you can't clearly see where the neck. So I
can't see the neck at all. It's like just like the body of an ostrich without legs or a neck.
This is, oh man, this boy, the McAfee and the, I forget her name. When they're on the plane and he decides to go in for a kiss while she's sleeping, is pretty off putting.
Yeah,
in this day and age, but she kind of goes along with it, I guess. I don't know.
Also, off-putting is all like those are like all the what all the pilots are saying when they start talking about the bird, and they're like, you know, I've seen some mighty large chickens. I've seen some mighty large chicken hawks, and you know, back home was my was like another guy's. I'll never call my mother-in-law an old crow again.
Yeah. I like that stuff. It was like, I don't know, 50s humor. I guess that was...
Yeah, that's what exactly. The classic old mother-in-law jokes. It's so...
Yeah, this feels like a movie.
So hack.
Yeah, I feel like if you saw this in a theater full of people, they'd just be laughing at this stuff. Which I think would be a good way to see this movie.
I did like, there's that moment... When the military guys are finally, like, on board.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, don't apologize, son. I admire your spunk. You know, and it's like, and it's like, you keep climbing on our backs whenever we mess up the details. And so they go back and forth, those guys, the top military brass guys. Uh-huh. Because they go from, like, all right, we're in this together. And like, oh, and they hate him. And then they turn around right away. They like him again. There's so much flip-flopping back and forth on those guys.
Yeah.
Feather. This feather is made of no earthly substance.
So it is from outer space. It's not just like some sort of prehistoric thing. McAfee's spiral theory cracked me up every time. Because when he drew it on the paper, I'm like, well, why can't it just be a zigzag? It's because it seemed like it was going in somewhat of a straight line, but he decided that it was going in a spiral. And it was going in a spiral because it was going to... she deduced that it was looking for a place to make a nest. Which, of course, every theory in this movie is 100% correct. I want to take up an instrument and get good enough at an instrument to start a band.
Yeah.
And I want to call it the Electronic Spitballs or the Atomic Spitballs, I think.
That's good.
Would be a great punk band. I love that they kept talking about Atomic Spitballs like it was now the official term for whatever they were going to use to stop this giant claw.
There's a part where, because Pierre is superstitious about the cacana, and he's like, the idea that if you see it, it means you're doomed.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, he was right. Seeing it did mean his death. And I was like, yeah, thanks to you guys. You're the reason he got caught up in all this.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we'll take his car. He won't be needing it.
And then he takes the car, and then there's the bunch of teenagers.
Oh, the teenagers. Yeah. Hey, daddy, get that tin can off the road. And they have salt.
Yeah. What was that?
Do you remember in I don't know where this thing comes from. But in cartoons, that's the thing, that if you could put salt on the tail of a bird, you could catch it.
What?
Because a bird won't move with salt on its tail. That was like a classic of like the Warner Brothers cartoons.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know I was seeing it going, I haven't heard about this in ages since I was like a little kid.
Wow.
An old saying, you can catch a bird by putting salt on its tail, has been around for generations.
Huh.
It is unknown. I think it's basically what it means is like, if you can put salt in it, you're close enough that you can probably catch it.
Oh, I see. Like if you have the ability like to do that, you can do this. I get it.
But
that's stupid.
I remember there was a ton of cartoons where like that's how like people would catch like birds, like, you know.
Huh. I did like that the giant claw grabbed the teenager's car. The two of them jumped out and survived, but the other two, I'm assuming, just plummeted to their death. They shoot the shit out of the egg, which is nice. That's kind of cool.
Like, yeah.
And she says she's from Montana, which I'm assuming means she knows how to handle a gun. Is the egg fertilized, and if so, how? Is this a female? So this is a female giant claw. This is the Cacania as a female.
That's a good point.
So I think, did it get impregnated in the antimatter galaxy and then come to Earth? And you know what? I guess it is a female because it has eyelashes.
Okay.
Did you notice the eyelashes?
Yes.
I'm surprised they didn't put a bow in her hair. It's like Miss Pac-Man. Yeah, I don't know. They shot the egg and just kind of left it there, but I didn't know if it was fertilized or not. But the Cacania, or the giant claw, started dropping branches on them, almost like he was going to turn them into a nest, but that didn't happen. Send me. Oh my god.
I sent That's you. Funny. This is a Woody Woodpecker where he had salt put on his tail and he was stuck.
I'm assuming it was a saying.
So there's a lot of footage, apparently, when looking it up, there's a lot of footage in here from the day the Earth stood still. In fact, if you look closely, there is you even see a UFO in it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I read. I think I might have spotted it. In part of like when it's in the like when New York's getting destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one's even better. Hold on a second. This is oh, so it's like Andy Panda does it to Woody Woodpecker.
So is this like Woody Woodpecker's kryptonite?
It's any bird's kryptonite.
That's funny.
I feel like it happened to other birds too, but this is.
I remember the Woody Woodpecker would take like a picture of a watermelon off his calendar. Look at his face.
Yeah, I feel like they did it in Warner Brothers cartoons too, but I don't know.
Probably just didn't question it. Yeah, that's not a saying that's around much anymore, I guess. I think the destruction of New York was pretty cool. I think the coolest thing that the the giant claw did was, I guess she perched up on, I think, the Empire State Building and
used was the best part of the movie when he
the eats. Neck to peck down the top of it.
He eats the Empire State Building.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, at least I can forgive the giant neck on this part. But that's it. The rest of it's kind of dumb. But he would fly through the city and just sort of like take down skyscrapers with his claws as it went by, which was all right. There was, you know, there's some decent destruction in the movie, but it's really hard, like when the monster looks so stupid, to get into it. I don't know if this movie would be as fun if it had a better looking monster. I don't know if I'd be as entertained. I don't know what. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's a big, dumb, stupid looking turkey. And so they use the what is it again? The Masic atoms. They stick that in a giant bomber and they shoot it out the back.
Right.
Which is a good enough plan. You know, they said, why you put it in the back instead of the front? Oh, because we want it to chase us.
Yeah.
So that works out.
Well, they also, because they didn't want to shoot it and have it explode in their face, basically. Yeah.
So it seemed like a sound plan, and it ended up working. They're able to just kind of, once that antimatter shield was down, which, good guess, by the way, on it having an antimatter shield.
Yeah.
They're able to just kind of take it out with regular old rockets.
It's like, there has to be some reason he's not showing up on our radar.
But the fact that it has that antimatter shield and it's a stupid-looking turkey vulture bird...
Yeah, that is a problem.
That's the problem. It doesn't look sci-fi enough to match the conversations. I don't know. I don't even know if a Harryhausen creature that had like a wolf head, a woman's body, and wings would look
like. It would need a different design. Like, it would need a design. Like, you need to give him like an alien type of design.
Yeah. Or some sort of robot or something.
Something.
But yeah, the whole thing, it's like, I was entertained by the human story and the monster stuff was laughable, but it's, I mean, we've talked about our favorite designs of creatures and we've talked about doing like a top 10 favorite creature designs.
And we talked about doing a bottom five.
A bottom five. And I think, I mean, this guy, he's got to be in it. He's got to be number one, right?
There's
got to be.
Yeah, God. Like, I'm just kind of scrolling through and looking at parts of it, too, right now. It's like, man.
It's going to be my favorite album design or artwork for the episode is doing
you...
this. Because people who don't know about it are going to see the pictures of it when I start posting on Instagram, and they're just gonna be like, what? They're not gonna think it's real.
Yeah, I don't like, outside of the context, I don't hate him as a creature of some kind. Oh, did I talk about how like there's a, like, the nostrils flare?
Yes, which is,
it's a beak.
It's okay. Yeah, it's a beak. But you don't even get that with regular kaiju movies. So if they're cutting corners, why add that to it?
Because it's just because, like, the whole time you can, like, you see strings and wires on it.
Yeah.
Throughout the movie.
You can see like the shadow of the pole that's pulling him and stuff. It's bad. I'm just looking up. I'm just doing a Google image search of the giant claw just so I could look at him. Wow.
Yeah. Man.
Oh, boy. He's.
It's so. It's just. So naughty and
ugly and hair on its it. I
and crooked.
There was some parts where when it was flying straight at the camera and the wings were kind of up like, I don't know, like Batman or something. It was shaped like a W. It was like coming towards the camera where it kind of looked cool because you couldn't see the big dumb neck. Even the poster.
The poster is hiding. They didn't. They're like the poster's not just in there. Like. No, it's like, look at this body. Look at this sleek eagle creature. Not this.
I like the eye. I think I like the eye. It reminds me of Shin Godzilla.
Oh, his whole neck reminds you of Shin Godzilla.
It's like Shin Godzilla's tail. And there's, this lobby card I'm looking at says winged monster from 7 million BC.
Right.
Which isn't the case. That's not the case.
Right. How about... the tuft of hair sticking out the top of his vulture head. There's just so much. And there's so much about the fact that when they're trying to build the thing in the plane, and it's just him like trying to like turn some screws, and they're like, hurry up, man. And he's like, and he's still working on the same little spot. Oh, what'd you just send me? Did you send it in the gallery? Oh, is that a model?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And it's good. Yeah, picking it's up like, the train. You know,
it's like, oh, yeah, that wasn't bad either. But the way his head is constantly kind of like bent downward.
Yeah.
He looks like when someone's trying to look over their glasses.
He's like struggling to keep his head up too.
Yeah, when someone so like picks heavy. Up something to read, and so he's got to like look past his glasses to read it.
Yeah.
That's
and someone did a fake poster in the Shin Godzilla style.
Wow.
Is it I don't think I'm beginning to like it, but I'm enjoying looking at the pictures. Luckily in the movie, they're not taking it so serious, you know, at least the movie has some lighthearted moments, and it's kind of like, there's that bit on the, where they're on the airplane, he kisses her and they start talking, and then they start talking about the giant claw, and they're just yapping back and forth. And the guy says, hey, some of us are trying to get some sleep in here.
Yeah.
Keep it down. Like, it's fun. It's lighthearted. But if it was like dead serious, like I feel like the Meg had kind of that problem where the actors are dead serious and it's more of a dramatic movie, but the people animating the shark thought it was a fun movie. And it's like, oh, they don't really match up. So right. At least this was a fun movie with a stupid creature in it. But I mean, clearly we would like a better creature, but then I don't know if it would be as interesting. It might just be run of the mill. It might just be a normal kind of.
Yeah. If we couldn't rip on this bird,
yeah.
What would we be talking about?
Yeah. this is the Christmas goose, this thing.
Man. You know what's a good shot in the destruction is the chunks of building falling on people. But I do think these are the things that are taken from that other movie.
Well, the airplane crash was kind of cool when they said it's going to explode, and they duck down and they just like throw a bunch of like flaming metal at them.
Oh yeah, there's a few times when they're getting like stuff thrown at them.
Yeah,
that you know it's just like throwing around them while they're like going oh duck. Yeah, they got stuff thrown at them throughout the thing.
Yeah,
this whole movie.
I didn't hate the movie. I didn't hate it at all. But I just did not love the character design. I think that's like the story of this movie.
But this is definitely like this kind of thing. This is an actor's issue sometimes when you do a movie like this and the stuff gets added later and you have to trust. There's great shots of just the head and neck swinging around as the plane's going by.
Yeah.
And it's just like this long scrotal neck just turning back and forth. It's so funny.
Would you recommend this to people? I think, I don't know. I think with a group of people, it might be fun. I don't know.
Yeah, I think.
Put it on during a party in the background.
I do believe that, yeah, in the sense, yeah, like I do kind of feel like, well, I saw this, so you have to see it too a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, as a group, it would be fun. I think this is the kind of movie you need to be able to comment on it as you go. But just like all that science-y, so much explanation.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be revisiting it. I think I've seen it, and I'll be like, all right, let's do this. Like, I'll watch clips, but I really feel like I don't think this is a movie I'll go back to.
Yeah. And it doesn't even look like they've done like a Mystery Science Theater for it.
They haven't?
No. I feel like this is a pretty perfect movie.
Yeah. Is it too short?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, no. It's an hour and a half, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I mean, watch at your own risk. hopefully if you're listening, this means you had to watch it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I mean,
but like I said, if the creature looked normal, like a normal creature, would it be as entertaining, or would it be lost in the shuffle?
We still, I mean, the model destruction of the Empire State Building is worth watching the movie for, I think. And if you can have some fun laughing at this turkey vulture thing, then you're fine.
I want to get out of this one. Let's get out of this one because we're just going to talk about this thing and how stupid it looks. Our next episode, though, very excited. It's our what would that be? Second anniversary? Yeah, this are we're heading into our third year, and we're tackling Destroy All Monsters, big giant Toho monster fest. I haven't seen it in years. I remember enjoying it. We're getting new Toho Godzilla Space Aliens, which is exciting. Have you seen it before?
I
Probably a long
don't
time.
know if I had seen it. It's been a very long time.
I know we've talked about Manda showing up in it, but once again, I believe it is clips. I think there's a lot of clips in the movie.
Right.
But
Yeah, I think a lot of times, yeah, a lot of it's listed as like, yeah, stock footage or and stuff.
But I'm excited. It's been a while. Yeah, that's it. You'll be able to watch it on kaijupod.com. Check it out before we do our episode, and then check out our episode. It'll also give you links to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and YouTube too. Which, yeah, you can listen to the show that way, which you're probably already doing if that's the way you do it. Yeah. All right. So until next time, I'm gonna go make a giant omelet.
I'm gonna try and get some salt, see if I can catch a bird.